T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Today's Savage Sensible comes to us from Instagram, where we have a message from a listener, which reads, "Hey guys, I want to call up my ex-boyfriend for some savagery. After being together for nearly 4 years, we broke up for the final time last week. Fast forward to yesterday when one of my girlfriends sends me a screenshot of him already on Tinder. The body of our long-term relationship isn't even cold yet, and he's already on Tinder. Am I being crazy, or is this totally savage?"
So savage. This is savagery at its finest, Corey. This couldn't be more savage. Savage, insensitive.
I respectfully disagree.
Of course you do.
I believe that this is sensible, and we want you to vote too, by the way, at 98pxy.com. Or you can just text in the keyword vote. Very simple. We'll text you the link, VOTE, to 69822. Right now, the voting literally 50-50 at 98pxy.com. Here's why I say this is sensible.
Okay.
Who are you to judge how someone goes through a breakup? We all go through breakups differently. We all have different things that we do. Some people go the route of they call all their friends over and watch movies and cry and eat ice cream, right? That's a method that some people use. Mm-hmm. That's the comfort that they get. Other people, they try and, you know, replace whatever they had, at least from a physical sense, and they go around and they try to hook up with a bunch of people. That's how some people go through breakups.
Okay.
And right or wrong, that's their decision to do that. And when it comes to Tinder, when it comes to the online dating thing, we don't even know what this guy necessarily is using it for. Because it's not just for going on dates. Like, that's the
goal. Really? Let me
explain. So, you know, in theory, that's what it's for, right? I mean, let's be honest. It all started because it was for sex. That's what it was for. And now it's been bastardized into this whole relationship thing. People think they can get relationships on Tinder where the percentage is very low.
I've been to Tinder marriages before. Weddings, if you will.
There's always rules. There's exceptions to the rule. But for the most part, we know what it's really for.
Oh, God.
But there's more to it. Who knows what this guy's using it for? This guy could be using it just to kind of fill that void. Because when you're in a long-term relationship and you guys break up, you feel empty, right? You don't have your other half. Your other half is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have a lot of the things that the other half, you know, brought you when it comes to attention, when it comes to, you know, just feeling. So sometimes people just want to, you know, feel wanted or talk to someone or have the
go to therapy,
have the joy of like possibility of like
don't
talking
some random
the excitement of talking
weirdo
to a new person. There's nothing wrong with that, and I don't think there's a time limit on when you should or shouldn't be able to try to do that. Whatever you have to do to try to move on from your relationship is what you have to do.
I'm gonna say savage because I think it kind of makes you a sociopath.
How?
Because, Corey, it's just too soon. I know you're going to sit here and say everyone has their own timeline.
They do.
But it's savage for the person that you just broke up with, left, whatever, what have you. I don't know what the situation is with this specific texter. But it's also savage because you're online potentially hurting someone else because you're, let's be honest, probably 90% of the time not ready to jump back into
You should probably be upfront about that. That would
but
be
a lot
the,
of people on there aren't. A lot of people on Tinder are really shady.
But that's not what we're discussing.
Okay.
That's not what's up for debate. Today's Savage or Sensible is getting on Tinder within 1 week of a long-term breakup. And some texts coming through on the Club PXY Safe text line at 68822. This texter, my ex of 5 years was on Tinder the next day, saying it's savage. But here we go. Most men do this. It makes them feel better about themselves.
So this is a gender
this
issue.
This is not a gender issue.
I think it might be a gender issue.
I guarantee you there are women listening who have done the same exact thing.
Actually, that's literally not true. My ex-girlfriend was on Tinder literally
yes,
5 minutes after
exactly
we broke up. Actually, probably while we were together.
And sometimes they do it to kind of lash out.
Is it like an upper hand type of situation?
It's like, I'm going to show them. Like, I'm going to show them, you know, I'm not good enough for them. Well, I'm going to find someone better. I mean, there's so much to it. I think it's. I think
there's a lot of layers.
I think
this.
If you look at it on the very surface, like, well, you were in that relationship for a long time. Well, now you're on Tinder. Well, yeah, that's pretty savage. But I think if you dig a little deeper and you kind of think about it a little bit more, it's completely sensible.
Okay, but say you're using it for sex, like you mm-hmm. said.
Yeah.
And then you go and you do the damn thing with whoever you meet online, which. God bless you.
Please use protection. We've seen the numbers for STDs.
You can't even sit here and tell me you're not thinking about your... Like, it's just weird.
Wait, during?
Sure. It's been a week, Corey. It's been 7 days.
Yeah.
Seven days. Hours, if you will.
Maybe. Never in my personal experience.
If you're filling a void...
Oh, okay, don't even go down that road.
Oh, whoa. Oh, I didn't...
Seen a lot of you do you. A lot of you do you. Sensible you do you. I also did see this comment from Julie. He said, wouldn't it be easier to drive over to Lyle Avenue? Okay.
What? Oh, dear.
Just think about it for a second.
I got it.
You say savage here, Breeze.
Yeah, and you went on to say that a lot of people are agreeing with you on Facebook, which
they
isn't
are.
Necessarily the case.
A lot are. There are some that are not, but that's why I just, Brian, I literally started this off by saying that it's very even right now.
Brian weighing in on Facebook says, savage and I highly support it, sunglass emoji.
Okay.
So. Emily saying, savage / rebound.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, that's, again, everyone responds to breakups differently.
And then Alicia didn't actually cast a vote, but she said, LOL, my ex was probably on the app the entire relationship.
Oh, Alicia,
I feel you, sister.
Hate to see that.
We've all been there.
If you want to get your last minute votes in, 98pxy.com or text VOTE right now, VOTE, to 69822. You could be the difference. You could be the one that decides this is savage or sensible.
Sway it.
But I know some people want to jump in, 222-9800. Larissa from Waterloo on the phone right now for savage or sensible. Getting on Tinder within 1 week of a long-term breakup, is it savage or is it sensible?
I would say sensible. Ah.
Why, Larissa?
So I guess I did that when I left my long-term relationship.
Oh, wait a second. Hold on, Larissa. But you're a woman. Okay. Women aren't allowed to immediately jump on Tinder after a relationship. That is only a man thing. Only men do piggish things like
you're
that.
You're so bitter, Corey. Relax.
I'm just saying, it's proves my point. It's okay. Not a gender thing.
Let Larissa speak. Larissa.
I left my three-year relationship, but I did it because I was out of love with that person for a long time.
Gotcha. Okay. Sure.
So I think that makes sense, depending on...
Totally. Well, when you think about the timeline of a breakup, you're right. For many people, they've gone through a lot of the phases already beforehand. They've mourned that relationship where you kind of know that it's going to be over and it's not going to work out. So you kind of go through that journey already a little bit, maybe before the other person, if you're the one that's doing the breaking up. So yeah, you might be a little more advanced and further down the road than they are.
Yeah, I would say, if you're already, your mind has already, gone through that breakup, even before you broke up, I think, a week after being on Tinder is fine.
Right. Now, tell me this. When you got on Tinder, what was your purpose? Was it to actually try and move on with a new relationship, or was it kind of what I was saying before about how it's... No, it's kind of the comfort aspect or maybe a little bit of an ego boost, because let's be honest, after going through a breakup, even if you're the one that is doing the breakup, you can feel a little down about yourself. So who doesn't like to feel like they're wanted?
Yeah, I mean, it felt like definitely an ego boost. Everybody getting those messages was nice. And also just talking to people, having conversations.
Sure.
Because I didn't really get that in the relationship.
Okay. So you were already searching for those things you didn't get. All right. So Breeze, completely sensible.
I'm just taking the back seat. I'm watching Corey do his therapy session right now.
What? What? We're just, we're just chatting.
Oh my
Larissa, thank you for calling in. You have a wonderful morning.
You too. Thank you.
I'll send you a bill.
Okay.
All right, you want to go to the poll?
I think it's time. Yes. Let's do it. Hit it, Corey.
All right. Thank you to everyone that voted at 98pxy.com. You can always vote for Savage or Sensible every day at 98pxy.com or by texting in that keyword, VOTE, V-O-T-E, to 69822.
Drum roll.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we got to jazz this up a little bit. According to you, Savage or Sensible, jumping on Tinder within 1 week of a long-term breakup, 53% of people voting say
savagery.
Wow. I could tell I won by the tone of your voice. You weren't so happy to report. Is this what winning feels like?
I guess.
What? Why aren't you happy for me? I won.
Why would I be happy for you? I mean, if you and I lose.
Yeah, well, a win for me is a win for you. We're a team. We're winning the same.
I disagree with you on the Savage Sensible, and I disagree with you on that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.